Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We are holding on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. We are at Vidor Acher. So it's a pretty decent starting point. If I'm not mistaken, the last words on the line are Vidor Acher. So the Gemara explained how Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai knew that a loaf of bread that's a Sheni L'tumah has the ability to ruin Truma, that the Truma will become a Shlishi, even though there's no Pasuk in the Torah. He learned it from a Kal V'chomer. Now the Gemara is going to explain why he was concerned that a future generation is going to say that no, there's no such thing as a truma becoming a shlishi. Why would a future generation say that? What's wrong with your limud of the kal v'chomer? V'dar acher parich, because the later generation is going to ask, mala tzad ha-shavah ben shken yesh ben tzad chamur. Ooh, the tzad ha-shavah from where you derived this kal v'chomer, that there's such a notion of a shlishi the truma, is from kli cheres and from Tvul Yom, but both of those dinim have their own special chumrah that doesn't apply anywhere else. Kli Cheres has its own chumrah that it's metame from the airspace. Tvul Yom has its own special chumrah the special chumrah of Tvul Yom. That is yesh b'mino avatuma, that a tvul yom normally has an avatuma in the category at least of tvul yom. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai tzad chomer lo parach, and the reason Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was still able to make this limud, even though you might have that pircha, is he says no, then every tzad hashav would be destroyed. You can't ask tzad chomer that each side has a tzad chomer. We know that's the whole idea of a tzad hashav, that each side has a tzad chomer, but it's not the same tzad chomer, and that's why you're allowed to make a tzad hashav. So once we explain the kal v'chomer that a sheni can turn truma into a shlishi, the Gemara brings a brisa to learn a kal v'chomer that by kodesh we're even more machmir, that by kodesh could even become a revi'i. So tanya am Rabbi Yosi minayin l'revi'i b'kodesh apostle. How do I know that kodesh should become a revi'i, can even become a revi'i? V'dinu, it's a kal v'chomer ma mechusu kippurim. A person who already went to the mikveh and had harav shemesh just needs to bring his carbon the next day. Shemutu b'chumra, where he's already even allowed to eat truma, but pasul b'kodesh, he's not allowed to eat kodesh. Shlishi, something that's shlishi l'tumah shapasul b'chumra, which is enough to pasul truma, eno din sheyasa revi'i b'kodesh, should for sure have the ability to make kodesh into revi'i. So lamadnu shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah. So even though we say dayo laba min hadin lios kenido, generally if you learn a kal v'chomer, you cannot learn the new din to be more severe than the din you're learning from. So if Truma can only become a Shlishi and not a Revi'i, you shouldn't be able to learn that Kodesh should be able to become a Revi'i because we're only deriving it from Truma. But Lamanu Shlishi LeKodesh Min HaTorah. Nevertheless, we learn the idea of a Shlishi becoming a problem for Kodesh in the Torah itself. That's Mefurish in the Torah. And therefore, the Kal V'chomer has to be teaching me something. So Revi'i Mekal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer is teaching me another level that it could even become a Revi'i. Well, shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah minolan. Where do I see the notion of kodesh being a shlishi in the Torah? Dechsev, because the pasuk when it talks about eating the meat of a carbon shlamim, it says v'abasar asher yigah b'chol tamei lo yeyachel. So the Gemara is medayik. It says b'chol tamei milo askinan. Aren't we talking about in the pasuk dinaga b'sheni that the basar touched a sheni l'tuma, that it's called tamei even though it only touched a sheni l'tuma, meaning all it is a shlishi, and we're still calling it tamei. And va'amar rachmana lo yeyachel, and the pasuk says not to eat it. So you see that a shlishi l'tuma exists in the Torah. So revi mikal v'chomer k'damran, and therefore you can use the kal v'chomer to teach me the notion of a revi'i bakodesh. So main point over here: how do I know that there's a din of revi'i bakodesh? We learn it from a mechusar kippurim. That mechusar kippurim, who's allowed to have truma, yet is possible to eat kodesh, a shlishi, which is a problem for truma, should for sure create problems for kodesh. But not just problems that kodesh can also become a shlishi, problems in the sense that kodesh can become a revi'i, because the fact that kodesh can become a shlishi, I already know from the Torah itself. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tam beribi. The reason of Rabbi Yossi, right, he's called Beribi, which is a lashon of like he's a big chacham. The reason for Rabbi Yossi in Yodeh, I don't know how we could learn from a kal v'chomer Mechusa Kippurim that a revi'i can, that a kodesh can become a revi'i and will be pasul. Shari chuvaso betzido, because the rejection of this kal v'chomer is right there to be had. Let's say you have food, truma food, or kachim food, that touched a tvul yom, yochiach. That should show you not to learn this kal v'chomer from a chusr kippurim, because shepasul b'truma, the food that touches a tvul yom, it would be possible if that food were truma, ve'enos a revi'i b'kodesh, but food that touches a tvul yom does not make a revi'i b'kodesh if it touches kachim, so you can't learn this kal v'chomer. What does that mean? How do I know this din, that food that touches a tvul yom will not make a revi'i b'kodesh? Titania, Abishalom, or Tvul Yom. If you have a person who's a Tvul Yom, went to the mikveh and is waiting for nightfall, so he's not able to be Metame Chulin at all, and he passels Truma to make Truma a Shlishi. That Truma will turn Kodesh into a Revi'i. But if the Tvul Yom touches Kodesh directly, Tchila LaKodesh, Letame Shnayim, he turns that Kodesh into a Rishon to the extent that that Kodesh has the ability to be Metame Tuma Dre. Goes down, the lifsol echad, and to passel one additional madrega down. That since the tvul yom is considered a rishon, the kodesh that he touches becomes a sheni lituma. That and that kodesh will be metame other things as a shlishi, and that shlishi could be metame other kodesh to be a revi'i. Rameir says no. The chum didn't make a gzera that the tvul yom is going to be considered a rishon lituma with regard to kodesh. Liz din legabe kodesh is the same as his din, legabe truma, that he's only considered like a sheni, metame echad u'posel echad, and therefore he has the ability to be metame one more level down to make truma into a shlishi and kodesh into a revi. The chacham momrim and the chacham say the tvul yom is not even considered a sheni l'tuma to be able to make something a shlishi and revi. It's just that there's a special din that he can passel truma or kachim by touching it, but it doesn't have the normal levels and halachos of tuma that can be transmitted forward. Kishem sheposel ochli truma mashke truma kach posel ochli kodesh umashke kodesh. He can only be metame truma and kodesh directly, but not truma to then go and be metame kodesh itself. So you see that it's not that this kal v'chomer from a chusr kippurim is not a good kal v'chomer, because the psul of truma and the psul of kachim is only with direct touching. It's not that the truma is then going to be metame to kodesh according to the chachamim. So essentially we have three opinions what a tvul yom is able to do to kodesh. Either a tvul yom touches whatever truma he touches becomes a sheni, or no, whatever truma he touches becomes a shlishi, or it doesn't even become a shlishi. It's just whatever truma or kodesh he touches becomes possible, but it has no ability to transmit it forward. So mask of the Rav Papa, might Rabbi Yossi Krabbanon Svirulei. Well, who says we have to hold like the Rabbanon? Dilma Kabashal Svirulei, da Amar, le Tamishnaim, Liv Salechad. Maybe he holds like Abishal, who says that he's treated like a Rishon, and therefore he can be Metame two more levels and possible a fourth level. So, I mean, possible that he could be Metame the Sheni and the Shlishi, and possible the Revi'i. And if he holds like Abishol, so then there's no kashas on him, because we learn the kal v'chomer from the chusr kippurim that that which becomes a shlishi is able to make a revi'i b'kodesh. Says Mar, no, because he salkadait like Abishol svirulei. If he really held like Abishol that a tvul yom is considered a sheni l'tuma min haTorah, and truma that touches it becomes a shlishi, and apostles kachim to make that kachim a revi'i based on this kal v'chomer, lighti the revi'i b'kodesh me'achol shaba machmas tvul yom. We should bring to a limud of revi'i b'kodesh from a kal v'chomer from food that was touched by a tvul yom, not from a mechusr kippurim, and say as follows: Umma ochel, just like trumor kachim, haba machmas tvul yom that has touched a tvul yom. The tvul yom gufei, that the tvul yom himself that passels the food mutar b'chulin is allowed to eat chulin. He doesn't passel it at all. It's considered tahar to him. Amarta osa revi b'kodesh, and nevertheless you still say that that food makes a revi b'kodesh. So ochel food of truma that became a shlishi l'tuma haba machmasheni, which came about because of a sheni, the sheni gufei asur b'chulin. Sheni itself is a problem for chulin. In odin shos revi b'kodesh, should all the more so make a revi b'kodesh. So says Gemara,
v'chitem, and if you're going to say that Rabbi Yossi in fact holds like Rabbi Shaul, and the reason he doesn't learn that ochel shlishi from the kalvachomer from tvul yom is mishum di'ikal mifrach, because he could ask on the kalvachomer mal tvul yom shekein av hatuma, that a tvul yom used to be an av hatuma, and therefore ochel that he touches can make a revi bakodesh, but ochel shlishi, which comes from ochel sheni, which never had an av hatuma, maybe does not have the capacity to make a revi bakodesh. Ha'itinim imachus kipurim. Rabbi Yossi learns this din of shlishi making revi bakodesh from achus bikurim, which was also an av hatuma velo parche. And the Gemara didn't ask this kasha. Ay, machus kipurim was once an av hatuma, so it must be that Rabbi Yossi holds that that's not a pircha at all, since the he went to the mikvah, his tuma, the old tuma that he had that was an av hatuma, is done. It's over. There's no connection to it after the tefila. So if Rabbi Yossi really held like Abba Shaul, he should have learned that a shlishi makes a revi b'kodesh from a kal v'chomer from ochel abba machnas tful yom. If he didn't learn that way, we can therefore prove that he doesn't hold like Abba Shaul. Rather, he holds like the chachamim. And therefore, we have a kasha on him. Why does food that comes because of its full yom, which passes truma, why does it not make a revi'i bakodesh? It must be that you can't learn a kal v'chomer from a chusik kippurim to passel a revi'i bakodesh. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on daf lamed amud aleph.